Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Williston, North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office, and today we have got the Regional Director for the Small Business Development Center, Keith Olson, with us. I tell you, when you look at these podcasts, Keith, we've been doing these for about 5 years now. About every other one, your name comes up and how you worked with them. Let's get into that with the SBDC. What is it and what sort of services do you provide?
It's, the technical title of the Small Business Development Center. It's an entity that's in all 50 states and a few of the other territories. Most states have multiple offices. We're supported with state and federal funds through SBA, whose job it is to facilitate, you know, new businesses and job creation and all those good things. I guess I've been doing this since 2003. Cover more than just one area. I'm fortunate. I just have McKenzie and Williams County, and then we have Casey Lindsay helps us cover Divide County. In North Dakota, our regions follow the kind of the planning regions for the state, so we just have the three counties.
Well, and this is what's unique for us is I'll tell you, when you and I started talking, this goes back several years ago when City of Williston, they had the vision to buy a building, rehab it, and make it the center for development. And it was the idea was a one-stop shop for development for Williston, North Dakota. So if you come into our building, you're going to find economic development, you're going to find Tri-County Regional Development, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Planning and Zoning Department, and the Building Services Department that does all the code compliance. And then you're going to find SBDC as well. And that was one thing we talked about was, well, we've got this space, let's approach the Small Business Development Center, see if they would like to move in and have some space in our office. Because the one thing we do is, you know, we have the STAR Fund, 1 cent city sales tax, where a quarter of that penny goes into what we call the jobs creation or quality of life fund. But what we like to do is to be good stewards with the money is any business idea, we require that they meet with you first for a consultation. And we found that to be very successful because I want to tell you, if we had to measure success, failure rates, what we have for businesses that maybe we've put money in. I don't know the rate, but I'll tell you, it's got to be around maybe 1%, maybe 2%, but it's not high at all. We very seldom see a business fail if they've met with you for some of their business planning.
I think a lot of it is just taking their ideas and putting them on paper and making sure that we've filled all the holes or potential gaps. Entrepreneurs are usually got a lot of ideas, and it's to get them to focus on, you know, what it is they want to do and get zeroed in. And it's also, you know, doing this for a long time, it's just getting to know the programs and what the best fit for the client is and forming good relationships with our lenders so we can move some of these projects through. We also have great resources, you know, with all the databases we can do and other clients or other parts of the state we can get input on from other similar type projects, so we're not always shooting blanks.
Well, and I like, that's one thing you guys offer I really like, is we talk about the access to these databases, and what we're talking about, somebody comes in with a business idea, and I've seen it all the time. They come in with a business idea, and they don't think a lot about all the extra costs that are associated with running a business. And that's where you come in and help. But the big thing with the database is you can go in, and if somebody has an idea, you can find similar businesses, similar climate or industries, and really drill down and get a good number of what you may think they may see for sales.
It helps a lot because we can get North Dakota specific numbers as far as like typical things like cost of goods, occupancy, rent, all those things. But it's also like during COVID, everybody had to adjust on the fly. So some of the databases we have COVID specific info. You take all that together and it helps the client. Banks like the information because it gives them a little bit more comfort that the ideas have been vetted a little closer. And we can put cash flows together, which I think, given time, the client understands and has a better picture of what it is they're doing.
Well, you're right. I mean, with the banks, I mean, there's, you know, again, we see this all the time. I mean, somebody can have a business idea. They go into a financial institution, and I mean, the finance institution is probably going to look at them and go, well, I mean, there's a lot more that's got to be done. They go see you. They walk in with a business plan and a packet in their hand. It's got a high rate of success that we're going to see something happen for them because they're better prepared.
Well, everybody's short-staffed, lenders included. So the key is that in one meeting, we can get them to where it might have to be 5 or 6 meeting with a lender, and we're saving them time too, and trying to help them make better loans and using the city programs. We're trying to make be good stewards of your guys' funds and the investments you guys make into Main Street and a lot of these smaller businesses. So I think it all feeds into that funnel.
Well, and working with small business, I mean, you work the whole table. You've seen it all.
There's not very many ideas we haven't had come in at some point or another yet.
And we've had some interesting ones come through. And it's important to point out sometimes these ideas, they're not feasible. And that's good from advising the entrepreneur that it's not feasible, because you don't want to see somebody come in and drop their life savings on something that was never going to work.
That's becoming one of the things, especially now when we're seeing more stress with inflation and all those, is just vetting the ideas good so they're fully aware. A lot of people come in, they don't know what a personal guarantee means, that they're putting their house and everything they have at risk.
Right.
And that gives people pause sometimes. We've had people not follow through on deals once they knew what the ramifications might be. But all in all, I think it's looking at the business, but it's also the education piece that comes with it.
Well, and the neat thing about this, providing the educational piece, this is a free service, correct?
Yep, 100% free.
You know, so somebody can come in, I mean, just to get this sort of consultation, it'd be hard to put a price tag on. And again, it's a free service that everybody should take advantage of.
Yep. It's as part of the charter through the funds that we get from state and locals. And that's the other thing. We get a lot of money raised from all of our partners, like the Star Fund, McKenzie County, all the local banks, rural telephone co-ops. They all put money in to help us drive the economy as best we can by providing these services.
Well, let's talk about, what a typical consultation would look like. So I'm thinking of starting a business. I reach out to you. I set up an appointment. I come in. What should I be prepared? What should I have with me when we come in? Walk me through the appointment.
Well, it depends on if you're starting a business versus buying one. If you're buying one, then obviously we need some records from the business that you're buying. But if you're starting one, we just start with a basic budget sheet, get your ideas on paper. We'll pull the comps that we can find and see if our expenses are in line. Doing this for a while, we get a pretty good idea what rent might be. Making sure that you understand all the things like sales tax, what you got to have, making sure your name is registered and all those kinds of things. And just working through the process and trying to get them ready to go to the bank. And then having those frank discussions over things like credit. How's your credit score? Do you have enough down? This is going to be a reasonable expectation that the bank has. And you know as well as I do, this year we've had some clients that come in that haven't been in for 10 years. Yep. It just took till now before the kids were grown, they had the money saved to fix the credit score, all those things. So we've got a lot of clients. It just takes time to put these projects together.
Any one thing stand out? You talk about credit or down payment. Any one thing stand out above the rest of what an entrepreneur should be prepared for when they're looking at starting a new business?
Well, if you've had a bankruptcy in the past, 10 years, that's kind of a tough one to get financed. If you're buying property and you're starting up, you need that 20% down on just about everything that we're working on. There is no 100% financing on most of these. And the other thing we get every day is there just isn't a bunch of grants for starting businesses other than what the city provides. There's really no women-owned, veteran-owned grants, which is too bad, but we just don't have that base of free money that's out there. And whoever wrote that book did a hell of a job marketing it, because everyone's convinced there's all these grants and we don't have them.
That always has been a challenge for us. You started, you said, in 2003. You and I, we've been working together probably the last 10, 12 years now. Probably 8, I believe, in the same office, getting some things done. And through the Star Fund and SBDC, we're well into, I would go out on a limb and say we're probably well north of 100, 150 small businesses that we have had our hands on. So it's been quite a run. But you look at, I'm gonna go back, 03, you saw activity when you started in 03, you're seeing activity today. What's Williston, where are we going with this thing? Because it doesn't look like it's slowing down.
Well, as it goes, it ebbs and tides based on when we have space for rent, we are actually busier. When things slow down, we were actually busier. We need some space for the entrepreneurs to start up that isn't so expensive. It's just the nature of where we are. Whenever we do projections, our sales are always much better than we could possibly imagine, but so are the costs. And, right now we're tight on space. For an entrepreneur to come in that doesn't have something in their back pocket for space, they might be waiting a year.
Well, and talking about small business development, we said this, if somebody comes in and says, I want to put up a strip mall style 1,000, 1,500 square feet per storefront. If they keep the rents in line, no problem filling these things.
I think we've seen from the people coming in that are interested in the square, for example, if there was space in there that they didn't have to build, there's a lot of people that are interested. It's just getting them that space.
That's again, you know, referring to the square, it's Williston Square. It's the old airport property. We built a new airport in October 2019. We've got 800 acres of this property, which is pretty prime retail opportunity that is more or less in the heart of the city now. Seeing a tremendous amount of interest out there. I mean, we have barely gotten started on the square, and we're already sitting at three new restaurants, a clothing store, $100 million regional healthcare clinic that broke ground. We converted our current airport terminal into the regional 911 dispatch center, and there's much more that's kind of happening out square. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity. And again, we run into this all the time. We see more ideas and opportunity coming through the doors than what we have for space to fill out there. So a tremendous need in that aspect.
And to get built, I mean, it just isn't enough of anything for things to happen at the pace that most people want. I mean, if we're doing a construction project, it's probably going to be a two-year deal, and it's hard to get entrepreneurs to be patient.
So SBDC, if I want to set up an appointment, how do I get a hold of you?
Just call the contact info we have, the cell number, usually in Williston 3 to 4 days a week, and Watford 1 to 2, and we just set appointments based on our cell phone.
I'm gonna give you the last word, Keith. We're talking the future of Williston. What do you see in 5 years?
5 years, I think the fact that Williston has done such a great job supporting small businesses with the FlexPace and MiniMatch, that we've kept that failure rate down and allowed a lot of these businesses to survive through COVID, and we're seeing them all trying to grow. And I think we got a good base that's looking to expand, always looking for opportunities. We got a lot of serial entrepreneurs. I mean, all in all, I'm still very bullish on all the good opportunities we have if we can just find some more spaces to put people.
Excellent. You referred to FlexPace and MiniMatch. Again, that's part of it's a couple of our Star Fund programs that help with existing and new business startups. Again, you know, if someone has an idea, it starts with Keith Olson with the SBDC. We move on from there. But Keith, I really appreciate your time. I know you're a busy guy, but I tell you what, we're having a fun run. We're having a good time.
Yep, things are going really well, and it's going to be this probably will be the biggest year we've ever had for small business loans, I think.
The biggest year we've ever had on small business loans.
That's where it's looking right now.
The economic recovery is definitely coming. It has come back, and you look at it in Williston right now. I mean, this is the activity level is so elevated right now in 2022. This town is ready to burst open, and I don't see it slowing down anytime soon. And we're going to see a lot of growth.
Every time we get a little bit of a gap, then we get three or four more projects that come for next month. So, you know, the mayor at Star Fund today said I could take the next couple months off until you guys catch up with funding. So
asking you to take the rest of the year off.
Yep. Too many apps.
Keith, appreciate your time. And also to the listeners out there, I want to thank you for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works podcast. It's brought to you by the city of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. I'm Sean Wenko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office here for Williston. And we will see you next time on the Williston Works podcast.